Hello and welcome to our second broadcast on Why the Disunity Among Sincere Christian Leaders. Stay tuned for our program. Looking at the question, why the disunity among sincere Christian leaders? Some Christian leaders aren't sincere. Most ones I know are. Why the disunity amongst Christian leaders? Now, we do have a promise in the Word of God that came straight from Jesus that said that when the Holy Spirit has come, He will guide us into all truth. Now, the Holy Spirit has come. He did 2,000 years ago. He indwells the Christian today. And the Bible says, and Jesus said it, that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. All truth is all truth. And so, concerning the issues that we have facing us today, somebody is right and somebody is wrong. Now, we might ask the question, how can we know who's right? The better question to ask is, how can we know what is right? It's not a case of who's right. We're not choosing sides. We need to choose truth. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse number 23, buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth and sell it not. Well, you have the phrase buy corn four times in the Bible. Buy food is there seven times. Buy meat three times. Buy timber. That phrase is found in the Bible twice. Buy a field, that's four times. Now, if you're going to buy something, the dictionary says to buy something is to obtain something in exchange for a payment. Well, all right, there's going to be a payment, and there's got to be a place. If you're going to buy food, you go to the grocery store. If you're going to buy timber, you're going to go to a home improvement store. If you're going to buy a field, you're going to go to a real estate office and say, I'm looking for a field. Where do I go to buy the truth? You can't just drive your car downtown and say, I want to get 5 pounds of truth here, please. Where do you get the truth? Well, it's very simple. The Bible says in Psalm 33 and 4, the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Jesus was praying to God, and he said in John 17 and 17, thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. All right, we know where to go to get the truth. We go to the Word of God. But it says, buy the truth. What is it going to cost me? Well, the first thing it's going to cost us is time. We read in 2 Timothy 2:15 that the Christian is commanded to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The dictionary says to study is the devotion of time to acquire knowledge on a subject. There are many things in this world bidding for our time, and we will obviously give up our time to whatever is most important to us. We would do well to spend some of the 168 hours we have every week to take time to learn the truth about the things that really matter. Well, it's spelled out pretty plain for us in Proverbs chapter 2. It says, my son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart unto understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Now, look at what it says here. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, that's going to take time. Hide my commandments with thee, that'll take time. Incline thine ear unto wisdom, that's going to take some time. Apply thy heart to understanding. Cry after knowledge. Lift up your voice for understanding. That's going to take time. If thou will do these things, verse 4 says, if you will seek her as silver, that's going to take time, and search for her as hid treasure, takes time. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Verse 9 says, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. Verse 10 says, when wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto the soul. It is going to cost time. It's going to cost time. Learning the truth will definitely cost us time, and it will most likely cost us family and friends, and preaching the truth and following the truth and exposing the truth as it is in the Word of God is going to cost you a following. The Bible says they walked no more with him. About a dozen times we read in the New Testament that great multitudes followed Jesus. In John chapter 6, they asked him what they must do to do the works of God. He told them what they must do, and in verse 41 we read, they murmured. 46 says they walked no more with him. And then in chapter 7 and verse 1 we read, they sought to kill him. Well, they wanted to know the truth. They want to know the truth. They wanted somebody to agree with them in what they already believed. I'm afraid we're like that sometimes. Do we want the truth about the issues? Why is there disunity among believers? Somebody doesn't want the truth. Paul and Peter were very good friends. When no one would have anything to do with the Apostle Paul, Peter took him, and then we read in Galatians 1 and 18, he abode with him 15 days. However, when Paul's friend walked not uprightly according to the truth, Paul rebuked him before them all. Well, we read in Galatians 2 that Peter feared false brethren. It was Christians that caused Peter to deny the truth. False brethren, it says here. Galatians 2:4 tells us it was false brethren who Peter feared. And concerning these false brethren, in verse 5, Paul said, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Yeah, it's going to cost you some friends if you're going to buy the truth and sell it not. The phrase, the truth, is in the Bible over 80 times. In the book of Galatians, we read in Galatians 2:5, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Galatians 2:14, but when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? In Galatians 3:1, Paul said, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Well, you think that's buying him any friends? You think he's going to have some followers who are going to be upset with him? We don't have that much of that kind of preaching today. Today it's all the soft, smooth things. Just preach the smooth things and we can fill the building with people and they can put their smooth money in the offering plate and we can build a smooth gymnasium. Well, there's nothing wrong with having a gymnasium. There's nothing wrong with having a large crowd of people if God is the author of it. But if we're compromising the truth, to get it, then that's why we have the apostasy that we have today. In Galatians 4:16, it says, Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Yes, he did become their enemy. He said to the Galatians in Galatians 5:7, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? The truth. The Lord says, buy the truth and sell it not, but rest assured, it's going to cost you some time, and it's going to cost you some friends, and it's very expensive. The truth is very expensive. And he said, sell it not. Esau sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. Adam and Eve sold the truth for some forbidden fruit. Lot sold the truth for the property that looked like Egypt. Abraham sold the truth for fear of Abimelech. Demas sold the truth because he loved this present world. David sold the truth because the pleasures of sin were more exciting to him than the things of God. Now, the fundamental movement today is selling the truth at an alarming rate. Our first generation of fundamentalists stayed true to the doctrines found in the Word of God. Our second generation of fundamentalists decided that preaching the doctrine, all of it, was too costly. Our third generation of fundamentalists decided to change the doctrine. For example, Jack Hiles, and supported also by Curtis Hudson of the Sword of the Lord, decided we didn't want to repent anymore because it's too hard to get a bunch of people sitting in front of you to preach at them if you got to tell them they have to repent. They said that's the enemy of soul winning. Well, they sold the truth, and when we sell the truth, we lose wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Proverbs 23:23 says, when we sell the truth, we also sell wisdom. In 1 Kings chapter 22, we have the story of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, teaming up with Ahab, king of Israel, to go to war against Ramoth-Gilead. And Jehoshaphat's first mistake was he came down. It says in verse 2, "And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel." Yeah, he did. And then verse 4 says Jehoshaphat aligned himself with Ahab. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, "Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said, "As the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses." And then in verse 29, Jehoshaphat ignored the warnings of God's prophet. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And then in verse 30, we see they lack wisdom. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and enter into the battle, but put thou on thy robes." And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. Now, once he sold the truth, Jehoshaphat could not see through Ahab's plan. Ahab's enemy had no idea that the king of Israel was involved in this war. They would obviously assume that Jehoshaphat was the king of Israel. That was Ahab's plan, and Jehoshaphat knew not, because he lost the wisdom when he sold the truth about separation. And so in verse 32 we read, "It came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, 'Surely this is the king of Israel,' and they turned aside to fight against him." Again, when Jehoshaphat sold the truth, he lost wisdom with it. How dumb could you get? Yeah, dress up like the king and go out there while I go and hide myself. Just plain dumb. And then we have the story of Solomon. He said of his own testimony in Ecclesiastes 10:3, he says, "How dieth the wise man? As a fool." Well, how did that happen? He had a lot of wisdom, but he sold the truth. We read in Ecclesiastes 10, it says, "Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool." When Solomon sold the truth, his wisdom went with it. Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. However, he was also the greatest loser who ever lived. He sold the truth and lost wisdom, instruction, and understanding. When Solomon did not sell the truth, when he walked in the truth, Solomon said, "My wisdom remaineth with me," Ecclesiastes 2:16. After he sold the truth, we read in Ecclesiastes 7:23, he said, "I would be wise, but it was far from me." Well, what happened? In 1 Kings 11:14, we read, "For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God." In 1 Kings 11:4, we read, "And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord." Now he's getting no more direction from God. Solomon sold the truth for a group of women and lost his wisdom and instruction and understanding from God. Solomon said that he had become an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished, Ecclesiastes 4:13. In Ecclesiastes 2:15, he says, "As it happened to the fool, so it happeneth even to me." He said in Ecclesiastes 2:6, "How dieth the wise man? As a fool." Now, they didn't get much wiser than Solomon. He was the wisest man on the face of the earth. But he lost it all. He could not get direction. He could not get wisdom once he sold the truth. And there's our problem today. As we look and we say, well, how is it that there's so much disunity? Remember, somebody is right, somebody is wrong, and those who are right are those who get into the Word of God and study to show themselves approved concerning the issues of the day. Concerning Solomon and how things went with him, the Bible says, "Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Let us be admonished. Study to show yourself approved, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Truth will cost you time. Truth will cost you friends. Truth will cost you family. Truth is expensive, but it's more expensive if you don't have it.